Disclaimer: the views and opinions expressed in Radio DMG may or may not be the views and opinions of the DMGI's family of sites. All music used in this podcast is the property of whoever made it, and no copyright infringement is intended. God bless this albatross, and hold on tight for the awesome you're about to receive.
It's good to be the king.
I am your host, Philip Wesley, and tonight we have just some quick newsity. Consider this a short show of only newsity. Going back to our previous podcast, Toy Story 3 won Best Animated Feature, The Lost Story won Best Animated Short Film. Do either of them deserve it? I think The Lost Story does, not so much on Toy Story 3. We also heard back from the mall marketing management director, and he issued an apology and gave me direct contact information so that nothing like that, like what happened, will ever happen again. I appreciate his professionalism on the matter, and I am glad it was all resolved. It was still embarrassing, but it's okay. Water under bridges and all that such. Now, let's get into the newsity real quick. Apparently, GDC, which is the Game Developers Conference, is this week. And there was also an Apple event or something. Apple's like this company, I think they make dishwashers or something. Anyways, we found out at GDC that the people who designed Super Meat Boy for Xbox Live Arcade and for the PC have a 3DS development kit. They also said that they're looking into putting the game they canceled on the Wii on the 3DS. So let's just take that at face value for now. Vagrant Story also hit the PlayStation Network on Tuesday, March the 1st. It only took them about, 2.5 years or so to get that one out over here. It's a great little PlayStation 1 game that takes place in Ivalice, which is actually the same area where Final Fantasy Tactics takes place, and Final Fantasy Tactics A2 and Advance, etc., etc. All those take place in Ivalice. And it's also the first time that you get to explore that world. You play the Risk Breaker. I forgot what his last name is. I remember his first name was like Ashley. It's like, wow, that's a horrible name for such a badass character. It's an odd little action-y type RPG. Some of the interesting little things it did, it had a directional damage where you could pick where you were going to hit an enemy on their body. Like, you could take out their legs to impede their movement. And the same thing could happen to you. It's a weird little game. It's definitely worth checking out. It's like $5.99, which is pretty good for PlayStation 1 classics on PlayStation Network. Most Square stuff usually is $9. But yeah, that came out like a week after Xenogears. Now, if next week they put out Parasite Eve or Final Fantasy 1 or Final Fantasy 2 on PlayStation Network, I'd say they're batting a pretty good average. Now, there's a lot of Nintendo news, too. Nintendo, apparently, is not using Opera for the Nintendo 3DS web browser. The browser is apparently going to be out before the end of May in Japan, and it will be designed by Access. Access is using their NetFront browser. It's made for smartphones and such, and it has Flash support and a bunch of other little features like an instant zoom, all sorts of interesting security features. But yeah, apparently it has flash support, which would make it much more useful than the one on the iPhone. Yeah. Also, at GDC, there was a press conference today where Satoru Iwata and Reggie Filsami, I can't really pronounce his last name. It's kind of a bit weird. But they announced some interesting little things. First, Netflix will be on the 3DS, AT&T 3DS hotspots, and the reaffirmation of the Nintendo eShop, which will launch in May. I know that's a little bit far away, but they couldn't really help us out by making the wait less unbearable. Instead, they made it more unbearable because they announced that they are going to have Sega Game Gear and TurboGrafx games on there, as well as reaffirming Game Boy and Game Boy Color. There was a suspicious lack of talk on Game Boy Advance. I guess they need to have something for later on, right? But they did reaffirm that older virtual console titles, NES and Super NES specifically, will be on the 3DS in 3D. The Netflix bit is unique because it contains both 2D and 3D content. You can also take a movie on the go on the 3DS, and when you get home, continue watching it on the Wii via Netflix. The screenshots shown at GDC, they also showed off like some new screenshots for The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time 3D, which we have up in our Flickr page, and they also showed off the first four screenshots of Super Mario for the 3DS. It's nice. Think Super Mario Galaxy and Super Mario 64. Kind of like, well, Super Mario 64 with galaxy visuals. It's, they also had, like, in the screenshots, they had a small Mario running away from some Goombas. It's all in 3D. Not 3D just, you know, popping out or into the screen, but 3D a la Super Mario 64 or Super Mario Galaxy. It's really nice looking. And apparently, the logo has a tail to it, which is kind of odd. So it looks like it's going to be kind of a Super Mario Bros. 3D type deal. And yeah, I want that. Oddly though, it's not called Super Mario Brothers. It's called Super Mario, which kind of makes me wonder what happened to Luigi. I don't know what they're doing with this. And they said they'll give us more details at E3 this year. So I am definitely looking forward to seeing what they do with this. Considering how far along it looks, we might get this one sometime this fall, which would be nice. That would mean we'd get Paper Mario and a new Super Mario Brothers style game this Christmas. Okay, they also announced something interesting about the Game Gear. At launch of the eShop, along with an unspecified amount of Game Boy, Game Boy Color games, 3DSware, TurboGrafx games, there's going to be a total of 5 Game Gear games on launch. They didn't really say what those were, but from hearsay around the GDC floor and from what we were able to gather, it looks like those would be Sonic the Hedgehog, Shinobi 2, Columns, Super Monaco GP, and Echo the Dolphin. Okay. Personally, there are almost 400 Game Gear games, and if they released even half of that, it'd be pretty great. The main ones that I want are all the Sonic games, both Streets of Rage games, Dynamite Heady, and any of those Mickey Mouse Castle of Illusion titles. I think there's about 2 of them on the Game Gear. We can do without some of the other stuff they had on it, like Chakken or, there were some really terrible Game Gear games. We don't really need Pingo. I'm not really a big fan of that one. But, yeah, I'm up for some more Sonic. Those were pretty decent. Now, they just need to go ahead and reaffirm Neo Geo Pocket Color, Virtual Boy, and Atari Lynx. The funny thing with the Lynx is that there were a lot of announced games, and there were ones that we reviewed and advertised in the United States, but not actually released in any form of brick-or-mortar retail. In fact, most of them you had to mail in. You had to mail order those in. So, if they, there are about 100 or so actual Lynx titles, many of which weren't released in stores and were only mail order, many which were reviewed and then never released, if they got about half of those titles in there, there'd actually be more Lynx titles released for the Nintendo 3DS than were actually released for the Atari Lynx. That'd be hilarious. I know there's some people who are just like, oh, he's got it wrong. Yeah, feel free to comment in the little comment boxes at the bottom of these. And I'll feel free to, if you're abusive, delete it and ignore you. So anyways, yeah. They do need to add Neo Geo Pocket Color, and I think they're just kind of holding back on that announcement, which would be great, because then we could say that you can play NGP games on the Nintendo 3DS. And that pun alone is worth it. Especially if it means we get Match of the Millennium, Card Fighters Clash, and Sonic Pocket Adventure again. Oh yeah. Now, on more news, a website that I like to frequent called OC Remix announced their Pokemon release album today. That album's called The Masingo Tracks and has 28 tracks of remixed Pokemon music in a wide variety of styles. The tracks also have a sense of humor, with track titles like Bullet for My Pillow Swine and Super Effective. I'll have a link to it in our show notes, so definitely check that out. We're not doing any actual shout-outs on this show because it's just a real quick newsity one. We'll do a longer form show after I get some actual newsity music, some actual shout-out music. So once we've got all that out of the way, we'll do longer shows with more structure. So let's get back to the news. And the Nintendo 3DS was released this last weekend in Japan, and the sales stats are in. Now, here are the sales stats for that release in Japan. The 3DS hardware sold the most that week with 374,764 units, followed by the PlayStation Portable 3000 with 47,955 units, PlayStation 3 with 23,654 units, the Nintendo Wii with 12,159 units, the DSi LL, which is the XL over here, 9,093 units, the DSi, 7,802 units, Xbox 360, 3,366 units, the PS2 with 1,773 units, the PSP Go with 1,076 units, and the Nintendo DS Lite with 663 units. Well, I guess it was a pretty decent launch considering they only shipped about 400,000 units, and it looks like they sold through almost all of those within the first sales weekend. Now, what 3DS game sold the most? Professor Layton and the Mask of Miracles, of course, with 119,591 units. However, Phantasy Star Portable 2 Infinity and SD Gundam G-Generation World both sold more than The Good Professor. Both titles were on the PSP, and they were number 1 and number 2, respectively. The number 4 and 5 positions were taken by the PlayStation 3 Disgaea 4 and Nintendogs plus Cats, all editions. The rest of the top 10 had Samurai Warriors Chronicle, Super Street Fighter 4 3D Edition, Ridge Racer 3D, Monster Hunter Freedom 3, and Idolmaster 2. Oddly enough, Idolmaster 2 was on the Xbox 360, which is pretty weird when you see an Xbox 360 game bust into the top 10 in Japan. It's kind of funny because it launched the same day as Sony's big marketing push for Killzone 3, and it annihilated it in sales. So when an Xbox 360 game about dancing and taking pictures of panties beats your multi-billion dollar first-person shooter, I think it's time to pronounce the Killzone franchise dead in Japan. Actually, looking at these sales charts, can we pronounce some of these consoles dead in Japan? I mean, seriously. It's shaping up to be the year of the handheld over in Japan with like the 3DS and then the NGP coming out later this year. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful bloodbath between the two of them. But yeah, let's get back to these. I've got a couple press releases here from Nintendo. The press release that they released for GDC. And they hired somebody new, actually. And it's they hired a new vice president of corporate affairs. And I'll go ahead and read off that press release after we get through the Nintendo press release. Nintendo plans new 3D Super Mario game, announces AT&T Netflix collaborations. Now, this is the Nintendo press release. I'll just read it verbatim and pretty quickly, and you'll be informed. San Francisco, March 2nd, 2011. A new 3D game from Nintendo's iconic Super Mario series is in the work for the Nintendo 3DS portable system. Nintendo also announced two upcoming collaborations. Nintendo 3DS owners will be able to connect automatically to the internet at more than 10,000 AT&T Wi-Fi hotspots, while Netflix will instantly stream movies and other content onto their Nintendo 3DS systems. These features were announced today at the Game Developers Conference during Nintendo President Satoru Iwata's keynote address titled Video Games Turn 25, Historical Perspective and Vision for the Future. By the way, Legend of Zelda turned 25 last week, and last Sunday, the Pokemon franchise turned 15. It's almost legal. During his speech, Iwata said Nintendo 3DS gives developers new tools to create games and experiences never before possible, while enabling them to reach the public in new ways. There is great potential to increase the number of people who enjoy video games by opening up new gameplay opportunities that are only available through the use of 3D. Iwata said, Nintendo 3DS will be the most connected Nintendo device ever, with its ability to link people via local wireless connections, while at the same time connecting them to people and content worldwide via hotspot connectivity. Nintendo 3DS launches March 27th in the United States at a suggested retail price of $249.99 US dollars. It lets users view 3D content without the need for special glasses. The announced 3D Super Mario game will feature traditional Mario gameplay and will fulfill the dream of Nintendo video game designer and Mario creator Shigeru Miyamoto to bring true depth and distance into the game's mechanics. The game is being developed by the same Nintendo team that created the Wii console hit Super Mario Galaxy and Super Mario Galaxy 2. At the end of May, Nintendo will provide Nintendo 3DS owners with a wireless system update that will activate the Nintendo eShop and give users access to a number of features. 1. A short-form video service will let people view trailers for Hollywood movies in 3D and access video game trailers, screenshots, background information, and links to publishers' websites. Content will include short video clips, such as comedy shorts or music videos, selected by Nintendo and delivered to Nintendo 3DS users who choose to receive them. Downloadable classic games via the portable Nintendo 3DS Virtual Console service will include Game Boy and Game Boy Color games, as well as those from the Game Gear and TurboGrafx-16 systems. 3D Classics will introduce select classic video games remastered in 3D. Games currently offered as a Nintendo DSiWare and an internet browser will also be available. The system update will provide a solution for Nintendo DSi and Nintendo DSi XL owners to transfer their Nintendo DSiWare games to their new Nintendo 3DS systems. To help make the wireless features of Nintendo 3DS as smooth as possible, Nintendo has collaborated with AT&T to provide Nintendo 3DS owners with automatic and free access to more than 10,000 AT&T Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide with the May system update. Nintendo's aim is to make getting connected easy for everyone, so people who opt in to the system's SpotPass service will tell their Nintendo 3DS systems to automatically connect to AT&T's hotspots at restaurants, bookstores, coffee shops and airports across the country. So essentially like Village Inn, Denny's, Barnes & Noble's, the last existing Borders, Starbucks, and airports. Lots of airports. This summer, Nintendo 3DS will incorporate Netflix functionality. Netflix members who have an unlimited plan starting at $7.99 a month, US dollars, can access a broadband wireless internet connection and instantly stream movies and TV shows directly to their Nintendo 3DS systems, similar to how the service is used on the Wii console. This means people can start watching a movie via Netflix on their Wii systems at home, and then pick up the same movie later from a different location using their Nintendo 3DS systems. For more information about the Nintendo 3DS, visit www.nintendo3ds.com. And then there's some miscellaneous information we don't need to read. Now, they also announced... here it is. This is from March 1st, 2011. Nintendo of America hires new Vice President of Corporate Affairs. Nintendo of America announces the hiring of a new Vice President of Corporate Affairs. Cynthia Gordon, a PR expert with more than 20 years of experience in consumer brands, joins the company on March 14th. Gordon comes to Nintendo from her position as a vice president at 360 Public Relations in Boston, where she developed and executed consumer public relations campaigns and contributed to the advancement of the firm's social media and digital efforts. Gordon will work from Nintendo's office in Redwood City, California, and will report to the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing, a vacant position vacated by Cammy Dunaway, that is currently being managed by Nintendo of America President Reggie Filsami. Cindy brings a wealth of smart strategic brand experience to her team, Filsami said, as we prepare to launch our new Nintendo 3DS system on March 27th. Her expertise will help keep our momentum going strong throughout the rest of the year. Earlier in her career, Gordon ran public relations and new media for Universal Studios in Los Angeles and Orlando, Florida, where she launched The Simpsons Ride and The Wizarding World of Harry Potter. She also oversaw all external and internal communications for Dunkin' Donuts, Baskin Robbins, and Togo's, and ran the Chrysler account for Golan Harris in Chicago, where she oversaw launches for Dodge and Jeep. Gordon is a graduate of Tulane University, where she earned bachelor's degrees in political science and French literature. Well, we're going to go ahead and welcome her to the team, and we'll probably see more from her at E3, in which, because she's female, a lot of Nintendo fans, or people who profess to be Nintendo fans, will pick it apart because they're very, very sexist. I'm looking directly at several Nintendo fans, and they know who they are. So I'm not going to name them. That being said, I'm willing to give her a chance. So let's see. Apparently, like I was talking about that washing machine company, Apple. Their CEO, Living Corp Steve Jobs, announced the iPad Generation 2 today. It adds a front and back camera, the ability to output 1080 progressive via HDMI, a white-colored model, and a fancy magnetic cover that doubles as a stand. It still doesn't have cover flow, a 1 terabyte hard drive, flash support, or useful functionality beyond Angry Birds, which, by the way, plays better on the PSP and PSP Go due to having an actual tactile input. I guess we should cover that because people are considering it to be news. Oh no, Barbie's got a new hat. On site news, the normal schedule for the Life and Puzzle Marathon resumes Monday. We updated the DSiWare, PSP, PSN lists, and we'll have a new review or two up on Friday. I uploaded pictures, including some more squishy and some new shots of The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D from the Game Developers Conference. Also look forward to a few videos, and then a later show breaking down the GDC speech that Iwata gave. For now, thank you for your time indulging us on this newsity. My name is Philip Wesley, and you're listening to Radio DMG. Good night and good luck.
do not envy you the headache you will have when you awake. But in the meantime, rest well and dream of large women.